Less than 24 hours after Biden's tone-deaf and hectoring speech about the Afghan withdrawal, his top military leaders decided to further squander what's left of their credibility. Today, they came off like junior members of the White House comms team, saying anything to prop up the commander-in-chief who didn't fire them. Well, they bombed, but not in the way we want the military to bomb. We have 13 American troops dead, hundreds of our fellow citizens stuck in enemy territory, and an emboldened Taliban and other terrorists. Any rational person knows this was a humiliating failure. And the honorable thing to have done was to admit you didn't measure up and tender your resignation. But instead, like clockwork, Secretary Lloyd Austin and Chairman Mark Milley were desperately trying to hang on to their jobs by mouthing whatever would please Biden's political team.
We have just concluded the largest air evacuation of civilians in American history. It was heroic. It was historic. And I hope that all Americans will unite to thank our service members for their courage and their compassion.
Their talent, their efforts have carried this fight day and night. I am certain of, for any soldier, sailor, airman, or marine, and their family, your service mattered, and it was not in vain.
Well, instead of giving us a detailed military analysis of what occurred, they regurgitated the same pablum that the White House comms team has been giving us for days. As if anyone ever doubted the heroism of our troops. Far from it. So how odious to use the bravery of America's servicemen as a shield against blame and accountability for themselves. For them, it's never the right time to level with the American people.